I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's podcast, which today is an Understanding the Lyrics, a Christmas special, with the build up to Christmas. We're just a few days away now. I'm going to look at the lyrics to a very famous Christmas song by Wham called Last Christmas. I'm sure you know the song, but in case you don't, or if you just want to go back and listen to it again, then try and find that song in whatever streaming service or video streaming service that you like to use and listen to Wham's Last Christmas. And then I will go through those lyrics with vocabulary as well that you need to know in order to understand the lyrics clearly. Okay, so let's take a look, starting from the chorus, which is how the song starts. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. So this chorus is phrased in a way which is like giving a gift. You give a Christmas present, or you give someone something for Christmas, and this is all about giving away his heart in this way. So last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away, like it was a Christmas present that you received, and then you thought, well, I don't really want this, so I'm going to give it to someone else. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. So this time, this Christmas, he's not going to make the same mistake. So let's take a look at the first verse now. Once bitten and twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. So, once bitten and twice shy is a phrase which means a person who has failed or been hurt is very careful and concerned about doing it again. They don't want to make the same mistake. So once bitten and twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. And if you catch someone's eye, it means you get someone's attention. So you still catch my eye, you still get my attention. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? The answer seems to be no. Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. Merry Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying, I love you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kissed me now, I know you'd fool me again. So he sent this gift with a note that said Merry Christmas, and this gift was wrapped up. It says, Merry Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent it. And this is a phrasal verb to wrap up, usually a present. Right? Which means to cover a present in wrapping paper. So we always say, wrap it up, wrap up. And now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kissed me now, I know you'd fool me again. So here is the contracted form of you would fool me again. So we have a second conditional sentence. If you kissed me now, that's the past tense, if you, and then the past tense, kissed me now, I know you'd, you would, fool me again. So an opportunity there to look at the structure of a second conditional sentence. And then it goes back into the chorus. The next verse, a crowded room, friends with tired eyes, I'm hiding from you and your soul of ice. So he's trying to avoid this person who he had maybe a relationship with the previous Christmas. My God, I thought you were someone to rely on. Me? I guess I was just a shoulder to cry on. So a shoulder to cry on. This is quite a common expression to mean a person to basically listen to another person's problems. But in this case, it appears that that's all he was in this moment. Just a shoulder to cry on, nothing more. Next part, a face on a lover with a fire in his heart. A man undercover, but you tore me apart. Now I've found a real love, you'll never fool me again. Okay, let's look at a couple of things in that verse. So a man undercover. So a person undercover is essentially not revealing his true identity. Often we talk about detectives or police being undercover, pretending to be someone else. And in this case, he is not wanting to reveal his true identity because he doesn't want to appear hurt. But you tore me apart, and this is the reality. So to tear someone apart, so tore is the past of tear. To tear someone apart is to destroy them emotionally. You might know another famous song called Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. Again, this is to destroy someone emotionally. And then it goes back into the chorus. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. And that is Last Christmas by Wham. So hopefully now you understand that song a bit better. Quite a lot of nice vocabulary, some phrasal verbs and expressions in that song for you to learn. So thank you for listening. We're getting very close to Christmas. There may be some time just to get one or two more Christmas songs into these podcasts before the 25th of December. And remember, if you have any songs you'd like me to talk about, then please let me know your ideas. I always like hearing from you. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.